This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar. Here is a place that operates as they
did in the slave days, the bat breaking. And good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland, 10 o'clock. And coming up next, Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15 today, Flashpoints features investigative reporter Jeremy Scahill, author of Dirty Wars. We'll hear a speech he gave at the 2013 Socialist Conference in Chicago a few weeks ago. At 11 on Between the Covers, host Ren Green interviews actress and author Julia Sweeney, known from Saturday Night Live and her one-woman show, about her new book, If It's Not One Thing, It's Your Mother. And at 11:30, Jen Chavez and SW Concert host The Film Show, which features news and interviews about the independent film scene in Portland.
Where is your radio dial on Thursday afternoons from noon until 2? 90.7 FM is the place to be. Twice a month, DJ Charlie presents the World Beat Connection with the hottest Afro-Caribbean sounds in Portland radio land. Reggae, salsa, soca, New Orleans Afro-funk, Haitian compa and rara, and Antillean zouk share the airwaves with African highlife. Afrobeat, Congolese soukous, Malian blues, juju, and South African kwaito, among the other great styles. Traditional and modern expressions are all included. On alternate weeks, check out Top Rankin' Reggae and Dancehall with Shocks of Sheba show, hosted by Teresa and Michelle. Any week, Thursdays at noon is sure to move ya.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, July 25th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. More on summer heat as the distractions and coming out of DC mount and stories get sexier and sexier. This is a time when corporate America makes huge moves on the environment. While people are not looking and are distracted, this is when it happens. We saw that this week in Vancouver with the Tesoro oil deal going down, and we're going to see more of this in the future. Summer heat is a great way to focus the attention of activists everywhere on the need to protect the environment. And a venture created by a Portland-based Mercy Corps and funded with cash and a mentorship by our huge roster of international players is Gaza, puts Gaza in the crosshairs. Plus, the House vote to fund the NSA underwrites spying for the foreseeable future. First this, though, from the National Weather Service. Sunny today, highs around 85, light winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight, mostly clear. We've got a low around 58. It's pretty much the same thing for the next few days. Daytime highs are in the mid-80s and nighttime lows in the high 50s. We're not much in the way of a wind for tomorrow, Friday. Sunny skies, highs near 83, and light north-northwest wind 5 to 10 Friday night. Clouds moving in with a low around 57. For the alternative outlook, today's we have a waxing gibbous flower moon in Aquarius. Moon is 17 days old. The synodic forecast has this. It's a good time to... They're still hanging on to the root vegetables, although Aquarius is an air sign. The biodynamicists point this out. The moon in Aquarius, it's an air sign. So you might want to set out not too early to get started with the cool weather autumn crops. And this sidereal outlook moon in Aquarius, dry and barren, it's a good time for garden maintenance. Isn't that what they always say? But isn't that always a good idea? And that's it for both the alternative and the conventional forecasts. Moving directly into the news, first off, from around Cascadia, we're going to be speaking with Mia with Rising Tide. There's an event coming up, Summer Heat. We are going to take a look at the timing of the event and why this is critical right now. Good morning, Mia. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, we're really glad to have you because, as we mentioned in the intro, now is the time when corporate America launches its attacks on certainly the West Coast we're seeing right now, but efforts nationwide are being stepped up to sign contracts, to overturn local, state, federal law, all in the name of advancing corporate interests and exploiting the environment. Summer Heat is designed to be both an event that's fun, but also focuses the attention on some of the really critical environmental issues that we are struggling against right now. Can you talk about some of those issues and why the timing of the event?
Yeah, so this Saturday, people are gathering at the Vancouver Landing for an event called Summer Heat. This is a regional event, and it's part of a national campaign protesting the fossil fuel industry. In the Northwest, there are over 15 proposals to transport and export different fossil fuels. And this is a situation where we have large corporations, many of them are multinational corporations, extracting resources, and extraction is extremely harmful to the environment and to the human communities in the surrounding area, and then transport through the Pacific Northwest, through our homes, through our communities, by rail and by barge, before exporting many of these fuels overseas. And this is a situation where a lot of times these fuels are being extracted off of public land for very little money and then being sold on the world market for a huge profit, leaving people with the health impacts and the environmental impacts. And so we're gathering this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Vancouver Landing. There are going to be workshops, a rally with speakers, and then there's going to be an action at 1:30 saying, as our region draws the line, says no to fossil fuels.
And insofar as confronting some of the multinationals, these offshore companies, is Summer Heat. What are the plans moving forward for putting up obstacles, legal and otherwise, right now? When it's pretty much considered terrorism to oppose, for example, clear cutting, or take a stand environmentally. How do you propose to set up obstacles to the corporate invasion?
Yeah, so there are many amazing groups working within the political process to stop these projects, and we work with a lot of these groups, and so a lot of times that looks like sending in public comments, calling elected officials or the governor, giving testimony at public hearings, and what Rising Tide does is we continue doing the work if these more essential efforts fail. And so this Saturday, we're creating a symbolic blockade of the Columbia River. There's going to be a flotilla with people on kayaks, canoes, and boats. And everyone is welcome to come down on Saturday and bring a boat if they have one, and we'll have other boats there for people who don't. And essentially saying no and drawing the line and sort of letting people know that the people of the Pacific Northwest are going to stop these projects no matter what, because our communities and our climate cannot handle the impacts from them.
Yeah, it's like an this is about the worst invasive species. We're always being exhorted to get out there and do something about the invasive species. If this isn't an invasive species, then I don't know what is. And we definitely should be eradicating this one as fast as possible. The strategy and tactics, it's good, I think, are evolving to take into account the fact that the companies, the corporations who are out to exploit our coastal waters and our rivers have no personal interest. They can move away once this is ruined and despoiled. Any further information you want to just let people know, a website, a time, a place, any other info that you'd like to share with listeners right now?
Yes, people can get more information at portlandrisingtide.org, or if they go on Facebook and search Summer Heat Columbia River Climate Action, that will bring up the Facebook page. The event starts at 10 a.m. Workshops are at 10:30. The flotilla and action are at 1:30, and people should bring snacks, sunscreen, and water bottles.
Mia, thank you so much for that. We've been speaking with Mia with Rising Tide, and we'll see everyone at Summer Heat. Thanks a lot for that.
Great, thank you.
Another downstate in Coos Bay. Yeah, there's a hearing on the Jordan Cove South Dunes, wait for it, power plant and gas liquefaction facility. It's been continued to August 20th. That means there's more time. There's another chance for, it's a de novo hearing. That means that anyone can come and testify, raise their own issues. The hearings officer has put out the word that written materials 7 calendar days in advance of the hearing are a good idea. The planning department requires that you send in one original and 14 copies of any testimony that is submitted. If you're going to go to the beach this summer, if you are on vacation, what a great time to go down to Coos Bay and participate in this hearing. This is of SP 1202, and it should be a rousing time for all who participate. Right now, it's Jody McCaffrey down there, basically fighting the good fight on her own. One thing, though, maybe corporate America doesn't get it, but the owls are getting it. wildlife officials will allow that it's a grim last resort experiment to save the threatened northern spotted owls. This is the idea of killing barred owls to protect northern spotted owls, when in fact it is those who are destroying the environment that are obviously directly responsible for the alarming decline in northern spotted owl populations. We know this. As the ink is drying on contracts selling off public lands to private timber companies, who are do nothing but destroy northern spotted owl habitat. We're just going to start out wandering around in the woods like Elmer Fudd, shooting at barred owls. The wildlife officials have gone out of their way, tripping all over themselves, to say what a wrenching decision that was. With a few more wrenching decisions definitely in the pipeline, but these ones are mostly Langley, Virginia sourced. Before we get to this interesting House and many disgraceful Democrats have allowed funding for the NSA spying program to continue to flow. We have in the midst of all this, Gaza Sky Geeks is launching an interesting startup. It's a financial approach to addressing some of the problems in Gaza. Nothing else has worked, and I guarantee that Secretary of State John Kerry's efforts are going to crash and burn. We're just not honest brokers is all there is. And furthermore, Israel's going to continue building settlements. So why not give Gaza Sky Geeks a try? How much worse could it possibly be? Well, as it happens, a lot worse. We still have this disgraceful situation with the New York Times reporter James Ryson. The court has told Ryson to testify in a case of leaked CIA data. He's being compelled to give up sources and in the light of the bill to cut NSA funding, which did in fact narrowly fail. Mainstream media says it sparked rare congressional debate. That too is debatable. Again, another agreement and handshake that was accomplished behind closed doors in back rooms, and we'll never probably know the real story. We're still trying to get Brandon Toy on the line to talk about his letter of resignation from his work as a contractor, and that's it for today. Well, on a final note, a Dutch court has blocked the extradition of a so-called terrorism suspect to the United States because why? Wait for it. Fears of torture. Yeah, other countries now are concerned that their nationals will be tortured if they're extradited to the United States. And on that note, this has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, July 25th, 2013. Roch Bougeron engineered the show today. Thanks very much, Roch. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
On Flashpoints, we'll feature a recent speech by Jeremy Scahill, the author of Dirty Wars. An amazing speech. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Honestly, and forgive me, and Jeremy Scahill is about to talk a lot about this, but we've got an out-of-control administration with a commander-in-chief who is playing an active role in a global assassination program. And all his friends, the liberals around him, are defending